We've produced some great-looking t-shirts this year. They're a nice way of showing your support for our programs, and they make wonderful gifts as well. You can order them on our website, Stardate.org. Thank you for your support. Stardate, March 4th. The body and tail of the great bear are well known. They form the Big Dipper. But you have to go a long way from the Dipper to find the bear's nose. It is marked by Musida, a name that means muzzle. Musida is much bigger and brighter than the sun. It's also much more massive than the sun, so it's aged out in a hurry. It's used up the hydrogen in its core and is getting ready to move to the next major phase of life, even though it's 4 billion years younger than the sun. The star has at least one companion, and maybe two. The confirmed companion is a planet. It's bigger and heavier than Jupiter, the giant of our own solar system. It orbits Musida at about 4 times the distance from Earth to the Sun. At that range, the planet is likely to get roasted as Musida enters the next phase, which will make the star much puffier and brighter. The Maybe Companion is a small, faint star that's billions of miles away. Astronomers haven't watched the stars long enough to confirm that they're bound to each other. But the stars share a common motion through space, which is much faster than the stars around them. That suggests the system is a runaway, zipping through space in a big hurry, perhaps destined to leave the galaxy behind. The Big Dipper is standing upright as night falls, with the bowl above the handle. Musida is well above the Dipper. Unless you're in a light-polluted city, it's easy to see. We have more skywatching tips, astronomy news, and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.